Welcome back. It's Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. Poet and author Elizabeth Maketa typically writes on some pretty deep topics, poetry inspired by strangers, her coal miner turned presidential advisor grandfather, or stories of women's resilience. Her latest book is called We Live in Boise. It's a children's book. It explores Boise through the exuberant perspective of a child, and she co-wrote the book with James Stead. They're both here today. I should mention that the illustrations in the book, they're gorgeous. They're from April Vandegrift, and Elizabeth and James will read and sign We Live in Boise at Rediscovered Books this Thursday, and they join us in studio. Hi.
Hi. Thanks, George. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Okay. How come a kid's book? Why a children's book?
We have two small kids ourselves.
And they are how old?
4 and 8.
Okay.
And we've lived in a lot of different cities between the two of us. And so as the kids were younger and growing up, we received a lot of books about the cities we loved that were children's books. And it seems like it's time for Boise to have a book.
And how's the experience different, though, from what you've written in the past?
It was really fun.
Okay.
We did it over a series of date nights.
A children's book on your date night.
We wrote a children's book on our date nights.
Okay.
And I can get any draft to about 88% really quickly. But for that last getting it 12% perfect, I really need help. So I brought sort of the muck of an early children's book to James, who said, this will be easy. I know where we can get this to good. And so through our conversations over, you know, dinners and beers, we took it into the form that it is now of a year each, you know, page spread.
But through the eyes of a child.
Through the eyes of a child.
Yes. But I need to assume that these were your family's experience, right?
Largely so, yeah. I mean, each page features a child at a different age and and also a Boise landmark or something we all love about Boise. And they're all, of course, places we've taken our kids and things we've done with them.
The Boise Depot, you talk about the hot air balloon rally that we usually have in early
September.
Spirit
of Boise.
Spirit of Boise. How do you feel about reading something?
I would love to.
Okay, but I'm going to pick it.
All right.
I want you to read this particular book for me.
All right. I live in Boise, a city that loves to bike. Our green belt runs 30 miles past the parks people call the Ribbon of Jewels, each one named after a famous Boise woman. My favorite is called Kristen Armstrong Municipal Park. Kristen is a mom who lives in Boise, and she's one of the fastest cyclists in the world. When I was 7, she won the gold medal, and her child asked, Mama, why are you crying? You won. Sometimes we cry when we are happy, she said.
It's so particular.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I should also mention that you talk about the fact that Boise is a welcoming city and is an evolving city. And you make a point of referring to our refugee population and how they are us and we are they.
Yeah, it's funny. The guest you had on just a moment ago talking about the film, she's from Syria. And we showed her the page in the book that features a Syrian refugee. And she loved to see that and noticed that we had one word in there, at least in Arabic, that she recognized and was happy to see.
Very cool. So was this truly just a compilation? You have all these places and events, et cetera. How do you stitch them together, though? Where's the narrative? Where's the run-through, if you will?
Yes, that's a good question. The narrative was, I should start with the individual pieces. We did take experiences that we had with our children, and also we polled this wonderful, huge online parents group to ask for their kids' favorite Boise things. So we took this sort of big, you know, huge collection of lots of them. And then we just thought about the things that are exciting at each age. That when you're, you know, 2, you want to dance in the fountain until your diaper falls off.
Right.
And when you are a little older, you want someone to hand you a paintbrush and to get to participate in the city's art. And when you're a little older than that, you will go on the river and then you will go to Treefort. And so we tried to take all of these things that are so special and Boise specific and just put them as kind of dot-to-dot markers as a child grows up. But we wanted each child to be different. So the illustrator made each child, you know, sometimes it's a girl, sometimes it's a boy. They all look a little bit different.
At what point do you share this with your own kids? Did you share the process with them?
We did. They knew from the beginning that we were working on this. And as April was illustrating it, she's drawn her own children, her nieces and nephews, and our children into it as well. And so they can show you right which page they are on in the book. And so that's been fun for them as well.
We're speaking with John Stead and Elizabeth McKenna, author of We Live in Boise. We'd like to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, on Twitter at KBSX915, or on our Facebook page, and that is Boise State Public Radio. You mentioned your grandfather.
Yes.
In the book, John J. McKenna, Jr., led a pretty amazing life.
Yes, different book, and that was it was so exciting to write his biography.
Yeah.
He died in January at 103 and was a great teacher and just...
I'm sorry, he just passed this?
Yes, this January, at 103.
Yeah.
So, but he was just a great force and a great goofball and a great professor and a great scientist. So it was really fun to get tapped to write his biography.
You know how many people listening or just how many people you've met who want to be a writer for a living. Indeed, you're living through this. So talk to me about your dream of being a writer and the fact that you are a writer, you are published, you are now published in different genres. Is this the life that you dreamed of?
You know, it is. It is really exciting each time something gets finished or published, and it really does not stop being exciting in that way. Mm-hmm. It is not what I thought it would be in terms of, you know, every writer I know, myself included, has not just one day job, but many day jobs.
Yep.
But it's been really neat to get to make stuff each day. That feels like the privilege. So that has never gotten old.
And how many times have you collaborated, or is this the first time?
This is essentially the first time. Elizabeth, as she mentioned, did the biography of her grandfather. And when she had finished that, I helped to put together a very small, almost a pamphlet book about the major lessons taken from his life. But
energy lessons.
She wrote all of that, and I just sort of put my name on the front by assembling it. This is the first book we've actually worked on together.
Well, tell me, okay, so what else do you do to put food on the table? You talked about having several jobs. How do you spend your days?
Well, I sell real estate, residential real estate.
And I teach college writing online and have done various forms of freelance writing as well, but mostly teaching.
Can you talk a little bit about the art and the importance of reading at bedtime?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Why don't you speak to the one of those two, and then I'll take the other.
Well, we have we have always read the kids' stories at night, something we do every single night. And now that they're a little bit older, we're able to read them chapter books, which is so much fun. And so I read recently Where the Red Fern Grows to the kids,
and we've
now started on The Hobbit, and Elizabeth's working on 101 Dalmatians with them.
So show them a story of Where the Dog Doesn't Die.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, in addition to that, though, Elizabeth does a lot of making up her own fairy tales and telling her own stories to the kids,
really?
Which is really a highlight for them.
Wow.
Yeah, that also, when you ask about what they think about this book, I think just because they saw the whole process of it, I asked them when it was finished, would you like me to come into your classroom and read this book? And they said, no, we would really like you to tell a new version of Bluebeard.
A Bluebeard? The pirate?
Yes. They like really creepy fairy tales.
Wow.
But so we do have a big story culture in our house, which has been really, really fun and really creative. And now
Is April Vandegrift a friend?
No. Oh, so that was the other question. So she...
And
she
is
again,
now.
The
she
brilliant
is now.
Illustration.
She is now a friend. She was not someone we knew until this book. But when we were ready to have an illustrator, we asked one of our friends, who are some artists in town that you really admire? And April was one of them. And we looked at all of their work and loved April's work. And so April came over and we had an afternoon talking about what this might be like. And then this fall, we've been collaborating and have been so excited and so inspired by her and her work and have really enjoyed that process.
Okay. I want you to read another one, another page here for me.
I live in Boise, a city that welcomes refugees, people who must leave their own homes in countries far away. Thousands of people have come to Boise as refugees and they speak many languages. When I was 6, I met my best friend who is from Syria. She taught me how to say Ahabek, which means I love you. And I showed her how to go backward on the monkey bars.
Did you each write different passages?
Largely.
Did you share this?
I think largely Elizabeth did the actual writing, and I kind of came with the places and the ages and talked about why different things would be important to have in the book and which memories were most special to us, I thought.
And it was your idea to focus each age on a specific quality about Boise. It was your idea that it would be that the first sentence would be a city that loves an outdoor party, a generous city, a city that appreciates art, that you would have the value in the first sentence. And so that structure
was
your idea.
Yeah, the structure I participated in, but most of the writing itself was Elizabeth.
Excellent. He's James Stead. She's Elizabeth Maketa, the authors of We Live in Boise. And you will read and sign copies of Rediscovered Books on Thursday. Yes?
Correct.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so
much
for
having us.